Welcome guys, it's Mick Donaghy and thank you for joining me on another episode of The Recruitment Show. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about the five different steps that you should be taking to get a job in New Zealand. So this episode is really focused on those living outside of New Zealand who are trying to make an improvement in their lives and essentially get to the beautiful country of New Zealand to work and to essentially reshape their lives. Second to that, I'm also talking to the people who are living in New Zealand right now who are struggling to find employment. And believe me, there are hundreds of people out there. And there are candidates way more articulate and educated than me who are currently on the market who are struggling to get work in New Zealand because they haven't got New Zealand experience. And this is for those overseas and this is for those currently in New Zealand who are struggling. So really gonna crack into it today with the very, very first point is, if you're wanting to get a job in New Zealand, make sure you have the right documentation in place. If you haven't got the right documentation, you're never gonna get a job, period. And that is literally 100% gospel. If you're over in South Africa or India or Singapore, Ireland, UK, wherever it might be, if you haven't got the right visa in place, that's where it ends. Hiring managers don't wanna just speculatively interview candidates who live overseas in a really, really intense, time short, candidate short market whereby that candidate who hasn't even got the paperwork completed or knowing that they're going to actually get a job out of it or knowing that they will actually get a visa out of it, that individual won't go anywhere and that particular company just won't even bother interviewing that candidate because they haven't went through that time process, that money process, and that investment process into actually trying to obtain a job in New Zealand. So number one, the very, very, very most, very, very, very important and most important part of the process is making sure that you have the right documentation in place. If you don't even bother listening to the rest of this because it's going to make absolutely no difference. You're just going to be wasting your time. You're going to be wasting everybody else's time. If you haven't got a visa, go and get one. Number one. Number two, get to New Zealand. If you're not in New Zealand, the relative it is that 9 times out of 10 or 90% chance that you're not going to get a job in New Zealand. Now, there are some anomalies out there. I have some friends who were contacting me in Ireland. Shout out to Dara if you're listening. Who basically were contacting me overseas and because they weren't in New Zealand, found it very, very, very difficult to get them a job. New Zealand's a very traditional market, it's a very traditional mindset. If you're not in front of the person, if you're not looking them in the eyeballs, you're not saying, this is who I am and this is what I do, then you're never gonna get a job. Well, when I say never, I'd say there's probably a 10% chance that you're gonna get a job, but 9 times out of 10, you aren't. Because of that, if you're overseas, for example, put yourself in the hiring manager's chair, okay? So you run a successful marketing business, okay? And it's very, very difficult to say find key account managers with a marketing background who have a degree in marketing, etc., etc. If you're in that particular company and you've got 100 things that you have to do on a day-to-day basis, you've got recruiters contacting you all the time about particular candidates currently on the market, and someone applies through for that particular job who's currently living in, say, Durban in South Africa, okay? And that person, first of all, maybe they have a visa in place, maybe they do, but they're living in Durban, and there's a candidate currently on the market who lives in Mount Eden, which is 10 minutes away from the specific office of this particular company. So who do you go for? Who do you invest your time in? Initially, the company's probably 9 times out of 10 more likely to go for the person who's local, the person who's actually in the market, knows people in the market, essentially they can meet with face to face very, very quickly. And the reality of it is that particular person, say living in Durban or wherever they might live, they'll probably not even get an interview because they aren't in the market. They haven't invested their time in actually getting to New Zealand. They've said that they want to get there, but they actually haven't went through the process of actually getting there. And that is something really, really difficult. A lot of us don't have the money. A lot of us don't want to take that level of risk. You could come to New Zealand for 2 weeks and not get a job. But the reality of it is that if you're not investing the time and the money and the resource to take that risk, you'll not get the reward. And sometimes, I mean, very, very, very unlikely that you will get the job, but sometimes you might. But I'm just saying, if you're wanting to better your chances, you go with doing whatever you can to get your documentation in place. You take the risk of saving up and you fly to New Zealand. And before that, you go through a process of saying, meeting up with recruiters, speaking to recruiters, speaking with hiring managers, and going through other steps that we'll go through just a little bit later. And those sort of things is what's most likely to get you a job, what's most likely to get you onto the career ladder here in New Zealand. New Zealand's a very traditional market. They want to look at you, they want to feel you out, they want to see what your personality's like, they want to know what you eat for dinner, they want to know if you're a vegan or a man who eats ribs or a woman who eats ribs. They want to know exactly what your makeup is. And let's face it, you can only do a certain amount of that over the phone or on Skype or on a, you know, whatever, or FaceTime or whatever it is. It's very difficult to build trust, very difficult to build a really strong relationship if you're not actually sitting there in front of someone invested in that relationship. So number two is get yourself to New Zealand. You're wasting your time if you're applying for jobs overseas and you're not in New Zealand 90% of the time. Okay, so moving on to number three is you have to market yourself extremely well. If you're not marketing yourself, the likelihood is you're going to go nowhere. Even with one and two, even if you are in New Zealand, even if you have the right documentation in place, if you're not marketing yourself right, you're going to go nowhere. And what I mean by marketing is, yes, you're going to have a CV. Yes, it could be absolutely fantastic. Nine times out of 10, you don't have any New Zealand experience. So how do you actually leverage yourself and build a competitive advantage over all of those other candidates currently on the market and those candidates overseas who are making that trip over to New Zealand to actually meet people face to face? How do you go about building that advantage? And you don't do that by spreading your CV to 50 other recruiters, to every single job on the job board. That's not how you do it. You have to be strategic. You have to build a strategic plan. And that takes time in itself. So you have to market yourself well. Now, there's many different types of marketing. There's face-to-face marketing. One thing that I would recommend doing is get to New Zealand, print off your CV, and go door knocking. Sounds traditional. Sounds like it's so old school. Why are you even telling me to do that? But I'm telling you, it works. If you go and meet someone face-to-face and you say, "Hi, I'm Jeremy," or "Hi, I'm Mick, and this is my CV. I flew over here from South Africa. I've walked around 20 different offices already, and there's a couple who are potentially interested, but I'm so invested in this country, and I'm so invested with a company like yours that I'll literally go over and beyond the expectations to show that I will essentially better everything that you think that I can do." And that itself, that attitude, that determination, that drive, that ambition tells me everything, tells the hiring manager everything. This person is going to be a rock star. They're not just sending their CV out and hoping things are going to happen. They're actually going, right, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to walk around every single day until I get myself a job. And that's what will differentiate you from unemployed to employed, successful, living in New Zealand, families in New Zealand, visa in place, going on holidays to Queenstown. Those are the things that are actually the tangible, deliverable things that you can do to actually go and get a job. You have to go meet face to face. You have to go and put your neck out and say, as embarrassing as it is, I'm doing this and I'm going to get myself a job by hook or by crook. Now that's face-to-face marketing. Now there's other different types of marketing as well. How you essentially market yourself on your social platforms. Now that could be Facebook, that could be Instagram, that could be LinkedIn. how you interact with online communities, with the likes of meetup groups, and other offline communities as well. There's different types of meetup groups. If you're working in the building industry, there's tens of different types of meetup groups. If you're working in IT, there's even more. If you're in marketing, there's even more. The more people that you know, the more people that you can shake hands with, the more people you can look in the eyeballs and say, I'm here, I'm ready to work, this is what I can do, just literally give me a job, I'll prove to you that I'm better than you can ever imagine. All those small things will totally make a difference, but you have to get here. And if you're not already here in New Zealand, you have to start marketing yourself like you are here in New Zealand, connecting with people from New Zealand, interacting with people online, getting yourself involved in Facebook groups, getting involved in meetup groups, getting emails, exchanging emails, messaging back and forth. You have to really think like a New Zealander thinks. And that's part of it. If you're not marketing yourself in a certain way, then you're just never, ever going to get a job. And it can be difficult. It is difficult, but you have to do it. If you don't do it, then you're going to get the same results. So you've got to go out there, think like a New Zealander thinks. What do they want to see? If you're working in the building industry, first thing that I would do is I would get a picture of myself on site somewhere in New Zealand, ideally, with a high vis on, a hard hat on, and I would literally brand myself up as, you know, John Smith, project manager, site manager, available for new opportunities, and I would connect with absolutely everyone. I would go through every single project you've worked on your CV or on your LinkedIn. I'll talk about the different types of responsibilities you had on those projects. I would create content in terms of video. I would, the video. Hi guys, sorry about that. My phone sort of shit itself there. So we were talking about video. Video is really, really important because you can actually show your personality, your skill set. Well, not your skill set, but certainly personality, communication skills, how you present yourself, how well you talk on camera, how reality of it is, how likely you are to be in real life. It's a really good snapshot of that. So get a video, get that on your LinkedIn as well. Millions of different ways in terms of how to market yourself, and we'll talk about that a little bit more on another podcast. But you've got to market yourself, you've got to be connecting with people, you've got to be communicating with people, you've got to be literally messaging people 10 times a day, every single day, adding value on the posts, and just creating content, making people aware of what you're trying to do. Those sort of things will create an avalanche that will allow you to get a job in New Zealand. Believe me, sending out CVs is just old tack. It's just time wasted, absolutely time wasted. You become one of hundreds of CVs that are being sent to recruiters and hiring managers, and you really got to think, how do I actually differentiate myself? That is one way to differentiate yourself, market yourself way better than anybody else. Fourth point is build relationships. You have to build relationships. Like, I got a job in New Zealand by literally arriving in New Zealand, speaking with one recruiter. They put me on to, got me five interviews lined up. I met the first company. I built a really good relationship with them from the outset. I met them twice within 24 hours, and things just fell into place from there. And you know, the reality of it is that that's because, one, I was in New Zealand. Two, I'd reached out to that recruiter probably 6 months before I'd arrived in New Zealand. Three, I've got a pretty decent marketing presence online in terms of my LinkedIn activity, and I was coming to New Zealand to add value to the recruitment industry. I wasn't just coming to get a job and, you know, fuck around and only do bits and pieces here and there. I was actually coming to challenge myself and show a company that I can truly add value to what they're doing. So you've got to build relationships, and that brings it back to point three in terms of marketing yourself. You've got to be commenting on with regards to people in New Zealand. You've got to be building groups, you've got to be emailing people, you've got to be talking to people over the phone, and you've got to act like every single day is a day that you're in New Zealand. You've got to be building strong relationships. If you haven't got relationships, it's just the same as if you haven't got a visa, you're not going to go anywhere. So you've got to put your neck out on the line, you've got to really test yourself, how can I build relationships? And it's literally by getting your finger on the pulse, finding out what's going on, reaching out, and marketing yourself well, showing them that you're not going to waste their time, and actually add some value to them. Don't just expect things to happen. Don't just ask without giving. Give and then you will receive. It's the same as what Gary Vaynerchuk talks about. Jab, jab, right hook. You know, give, give, and then ask for the sale. You know, it's give, give, then, you know, ask, can you meet up with someone, or can you do a Skype conversation. If you're not giving, then you're not going to receive. And that's really, really important. The more that you can give, the more that you will get back. Number five, you have to work on your personal brand. And your personal brand is everything that you do, from your day-to-day interactions with people over the phone, people face-to-face, everything from offline to online. And your online presence is extremely important. It's the summary, in some essence, of what I've talked about previously. You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to, in some ways, just constantly be visible. If you're visible, then you'll be profitable. And, well, not always the case, like if you're some racist or something like that, but you've got to be visible in a good way, in a positive way. You know, you've got to constantly promote yourself. You've got to constantly be working on your personal brand. Your personal brand is essentially who you are, what you do, what value you bring, and what value you could bring. My belief is, I'm trying to work on my personal brand, and I'm doing it every single day. I provide content on LinkedIn every single day. I connect with people every single day. I meet with people every single day. I'm constantly trying to better myself, like things like this podcast, which are, to be honest, it's a little bit shaky. It's not the best, but it's going to get better. I'm doing this to add value to the people who I'm connected with, because I truly want to help. If you're helping people, it can only be good, and it can only be good for your brand, because people will go, you know what, Mick, he's a good guy, work with him on your next role, or Mick, listen to his podcast because it gives you actually some career bombs, and he's 100%, and he can actually help you in finding your next role. So you've got to think about what you do. You know, if you're working in IT and you love photography, what I would be doing is thinking of everything that you can do with photography and IT. So you could literally market yourself as being, you know, the photography nerd, or the IT photography nerd. It doesn't matter what it is, really, but you've just got to put a little bit of a spin on it, create a hashtag, get yourself essentially out there. It doesn't really matter about what content you're providing, as long as it's actually adding a bit of value to the people that you're connected with, the people that you're have relationships with. If you know, I'm working in recruitment, and if I'm constantly putting out stuff about football, then that's irrelevant. I'm gonna get blocked. You know, if I'm putting out content that is more aligned to developing your career, how to build a strong mindset, how to motivate yourself, those sort of things are more in line with the people I'm connected with. And in reality, if I'm trying to produce content that is more in line with that sort of stuff, then I'm going to get more feedback. I'm going to get more people coming back to me and getting more engagement. And when you have more engagement, your profile views go through the roof. So it's so important that you put yourself out there, and you put your character into it, and put your personality into it, and show, if you are that photography IT nerd type of person, show them. Don't be afraid to call yourself it. Don't be afraid to say, this is who I am. I could be an introverted character. I could be the type of person who just really loves to do stuff online. But you know what? Here's the photography that I do when I'm offline, and this is the website that I've built, and here's the community, or the engagement I'm getting on my pictures, on my photographs. And you know, I'm actually thinking about building a video around this and getting into more videography. All that stuff starts to come together. All that stuff starts to build your profile online. People start to get that awareness of who you are. Then you get more clients coming through. You get more people wanting to work with you. It's all about promotion, all about marketing, all about branding yourself in a clever, strategic way. Don't just go about and go, right, I'm going to smash it into it for 3 weeks. You've got to be consistent in what you do. You've got to have an approach that actually works with the goals that you're trying to achieve, and you've got to be consistent, be thoughtful, be evolving on a constant basis. So recapping all 5 points. Number one, make sure you have the right documentation in place. Number two, you've got to get to New Zealand. You've got to make connections. You've got to build those relationships face to face. Number three, you've got to market yourself. You've got to promote yourself. You've got to actually get yourself out there. You've got to get people knowing who you are. Number four, you've got to actually build tangible relationships with people. You've got to work on offline relationships, and you've got to work on online relationships, everything from meetup groups through to Facebook groups. You've actually got to start entwining with New Zealanders. You've got to start actually getting into the psyche of how they do things and meeting people, connecting with people, sharing ideas, and essentially people will start knowing who you are. That goes on to number five. You've got to work on your personal brand every single day. You've got to put yourself out there. People got to know that you're looking for work. People have got to know that you're here, that you're not just here to mess around. You want to add value. You want to evolve who you are as an individual. This is the type of things that you're good at. I could, as I said, as an example before, it could be photography, it could be art, it could be building houses, whatever it is. You've got to show what your skills are. You've got to show what your mindset is. You've got to show what your interests are. If you're not doing that, you're never going to get a job. And it's all these five things are so, so important. This is all things that you got to do. Fuck the CV. These are the things that are more important. People know who you are. If you're visible, you'll get a job. You'll be profitable. So thank you for joining me on the fifth episode of The Recruitment Show. I hope you've got some value from this. Apologies that my phone cut out halfway through. Someone tried to ring me. But I've got to dash back to work. Get on top of this if you're not already are. If you're living overseas, get to New Zealand. Start building your brand up. If you're here in New Zealand, you've got to start working on marketing yourself better. You've got to get face to face, and you've actually got to think like a New Zealander thinks. So thank you for joining me, and I hope that we can keep doing this. I hope that you can provide some feedback for me. And if you've got any questions, just shout out. I'm Mick Donaghy, and thank you for joining me.